Thousands of people have gathered in the nation's capital to commemorate the first Reconciliation Day public holiday. The ACT government says today is an opportunity to absorb Aboriginal culture and reflect on the true history of our nation. Chris Sara is the co-chair of the Prime Minister's Indigenous Advisory Committee. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks, Patricia. Nice to be with you. Now that you've put the $150,000 in my overseas bank account.
Yeah.
I'm joking, of course.
I love how you did that. Actually, I'm just going to go there. Do you really think politicians should be able to take money for interviews?
It's a little bit strange, I've got to say, for that purpose, particularly against the background of saying, no, look, this is all private. Unless you pay $150,000, it's not private anymore.
Yes.
But what would I know?
Well, you know quite a bit, actually, so let's go there. The ACT is the first territory to observe Reconciliation Day with a public holiday. Would you want to see this marked on the calendars of other states and territories?
I think it's a good sign of leadership and an explicit effort to reach out to Indigenous Australians and say, hey, we want to stand alongside you. We want you standing not at the margins, but alongside every other Australian. And let's stand together and reflect on our relationship together. I think it's a good thing.
There are other days marking Indigenous issues like Sorry Day and Mabo Day. Of course, they're not public holidays. Why is Reconciliation Day such an important one in your view? What makes it different?
It's clearly, you know, we've had a checkered past and we can't say that the relationship has been extremely positive. And so these kinds of gestures are an effort to try to make some things right, you know. So we talk about Australia Day and all of that. January 26th doesn't actually unite us. It kind of more divides us. And so this is a genuine effort to sort of unite us. And you've got to welcome that.
Research by the Australian Reconciliation Barometer, it's a biannual project commissioned by Reconciliation Australia, suggests around a third of the nation is yet to accept fundamental aspects of our shared history. Are you concerned about that kind of statistic?
At some level, Patricia, you get concerned, but I work in schools a lot. And what I know for sure is that young Australians really love and really crave to understand and want to know more about Aboriginal Australia. And so there's a great interest and a hunger to learn. And so I'm pretty optimistic about where we'll end up in the future. Regardless of where we are now and where we've come from.
Now, of course, it's a year since the Uluru Statement from the Heart was delivered and the Turnbull government rejected that proposal for a constitutionally enshrined Indigenous body. But Indigenous leaders are still saying that this is where they want it to land and that there is an opportunity. Last night on National Rap, the other show I host on ABC News, Noel Pearson told me that in addition to a constitutionally enshrined voice to Parliament, he thinks the Commonwealth should enact a declaration celebrating the three parts of Australia, you know, the British heritage, the migration and Indigenous Australia. Is that something you'd support?
Yeah, I saw that and it's something I've advocated as well. It makes very good sense, you know, and it's the recognition of all of the kind of multi-layered history that exists here. There is this very deep and very ancient Indigenous Australia that exists, and then there's the British that came along and colonised, and then there's the multicultural aspects, you know, that includes people like your parents and my father who came out from a village called Miglianico in Abruzzo in Italy in the 1950s. And we've got to be able to embrace all of that as part of Australia and not pretend that Australia is so one-dimensional that it's all anchored by the Union Jack which sits upon our flag. You know, we are so much more, so much deeper, so much richer than that, and all of us should celebrate all of that.
I know you're obviously the co-chair of the Prime Minister's Indigenous Advisory Committee. There is now a committee process looking at constitutional recognition. Is this going to get anywhere before the next federal election? Noel Pearson says he hopes that the government does take, you know, a pathway before the election or at the election. But do you think that's likely?
I think one of the things that's been clear over the last however many years is that there is an appetite. The Prime Minister has described this to me as the bird in the hand that's worth pursuing. And I think it is worth pursuing. So across the broader Australian public, I think there is an appetite to pursue something like recognition, and so we should. And that doesn't mean we ignore the essence of the things that came out in the Uluru Statement. You know, the need for truth telling, the need for agreement making, and recognition in the Constitution.
How do we do that though? Because it seems still, yes, there's a committee process, but the fundamental recommendation that Indigenous people want to get up, the government seems so opposed to still, and that's that, you know, constitutionally enshrined body.
That part in the way that it was presented is tricky, but that doesn't mean it's off the table completely. And so we've just got to keep the conversation going until we can design something that is acceptable. You know, I happen to be in agreement with the Prime Minister when he said, you know, if we took this to a referendum, it's not going to fly. And many people are of that view, but that doesn't mean we forget about it and walk away. We've just got to keep at it and find a way. And I think we can.
Is there a risk, though, that momentum is lost because this was high on the agenda, this was constantly talked about in the media, and, of course, now an anniversary provides the opportunity for us to talk about it again and to think about those ideas, but it has fallen off the agenda?
Yeah, there certainly is a risk, Patricia, and that's where we call upon the sort of need for sensible and balanced and reasonable leadership in this. You know, it is going to succumb to that risk if some of us get sooky and start having tantrums and all of that kind of thing. And so we need to be measured and stay in the conversation and stay true to the essence of what we're in pursuit of. And I think that will always exist until it happens. And again, that's why I'm optimistic about where we'll end up in the future. So I think we can get there.
Chris Sarah, many thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Chris Sarah is the co-chair of the Prime Minister's Indigenous Advisory Committee, still holding hope for a, you know, bipartisan approach to Indigenous recognition. It's been a long journey, still not delivered, still some pretty fundamental disagreements on that proposal for a constitutionally enshrined body to represent Indigenous Australians, to give advice on Indigenous policy making to the Parliament. Government said it would be a third chamber, but Indigenous leaders saying it's not a third chamber. It would give advice, but the Parliament would still be able to make ultimate decisions. 0418 226 576 is the text line. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.